Gosh, there are all kinds of things you could do. Hit them with your cell phone. You know, up top of the head. You could do that, and you could have stopped it. I mean, has America turned soft to where we're just afraid to get involved? Is that what this is all about? I mean, I feel for this woman, and now her life has been changed dramatically. And I'll just tell you, I think most Americans, I would say the vast majority, would have done something. The fact that you had, and again, we don't know how many people were in that car, of that train, but I think most people would have done something, would have screamed at the guy, would have pulled him off her. Now you can say, did the guy do it at gunpoint? Well, we'll find out. But the arrest was made right there when they got off. But how people could pull out their smartphones and start recording a rape is just incredible to me. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Tom Del Beccaro, former chairman of the California Republican Party, will join us. They've got some new laws that have gone into effect which absolutely just destroy me, including the one where the big box stores can't refer to boys' toys or girls' toys. What the hell is going on there? We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Planning for tax season? Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. When used for business, a Range Rover can be depreciated at a faster rate than most luxury cars. So now, owning a Range Rover not only affords extreme breadth of capability to your business, it can deliver significant tax advantages as well. Consult your tax advisor for details. Let our business take care of yours. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. A Haitian gang leader threatens to kill kidnapped missionaries.
The leader of a Haitian gang is threatening to kill 17 members of a kidnapped missionary group if he doesn't get what he's asking for. The video posted on social media shows Wilson Joseph saying he will put a bullet in the heads of these Americans. Joseph also threatened Haiti's prime minister and Haiti's national police chief as he spoke in front of open coffins that apparently held several members of his gang who were recently killed. Thursday afternoon, it was announced Leon Charles has resigned as head of the National Police. 16 Americans and one Canadian were abducted along with their Haitian driver. Police said earlier this week the gang is demanding $1 million per person. I'm Mike Gracia.
The House passed a resolution Thursday finding Trump presidential advisor Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress and asking the Justice Department for criminal prosecution over his refusal to cooperate with an investigation into the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
The resolution passed largely along party lines in a 229-202 vote. 9 Republicans and every Democrat voted for the measure. Indiana Republican Greg Pence, the brother of former Vice President Mike Pence, did not vote. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy urged his members to vote against the contempt finding, saying the panel had issued, quote, an invalid subpoena, in part because of the lack of Republican representation on the January 6th committee. Speaker Nancy Pelosi signed the measure and sent it to the Justice Department. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Authorities say remains found in a Florida wilderness park are those of Brian Laundrie, who was a person of interest in the death of girlfriend Gabby Petito. Petito was found slain at a Wyoming national park while the pair was on a cross-country van trip, chronicled on social media. The FBI's Denver office said in a news release that the comparison of dental records confirmed that the remains were Laundrie. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 6 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
The United States has killed Osama bin Laden.
Hours after that announcement, the White House leaked that it was SEAL Team 6 that carried out the operation. Al-Qaeda placed bounties on the heads of all Navy SEALs. Then just 3 months later, a U.S. Army helicopter carrying many from SEAL Team 6 and others.
Anybody out there with a fallen angel? A fallen angel. Roger.
Fallen Angel, Extortion 1-7. The story most Americans don't know. Watch exclusively at SalemNow.com.
Alex and Orlando de Castroverde grew up in a hardworking Nevada family. Their mom and dad both worked as dealers, even while dad got his law degree. They built de Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury to carry on their father's legacy. When you've been injured, they understand your challenges and fight for the compensation you deserve. De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
I'm Fred Simon. I live in Douglas County, and I am running for Nevada governor because there are a lot of things we need to fix right now. To be clear, I'm not against welcoming new residents if they come to our state legally. The Biden administration, with the obvious approval of Steve Sisolak, is refusing to enforce current immigration laws. Biden and his corrupt comrades are encouraging and actively facilitating the illegal invasion of Nevada by using buses to transport an endless stream of unvetted men, women, and children into our state without even testing them for COVID-19. We know that violent gang members, human traffickers, and illegal drug shipments are mixed in with the frightened immigrants who are being used by the drug cartels. And our current governor is silent. Learn more anytime and join me, Fred Simon, at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
It's 5:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash, powered by De Castroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, Governor Sisolak and the other driver involved in a two-car crash this past Sunday have both gotten tickets. Sisolak was cited for failure to yield to oncoming traffic while trying to make a left turn. The other driver, a 30-year-old woman, was ticketed for speeding, going 62 in a 45-mile-per-hour zone. Both suffered minor injuries and were treated and released at a local hospital. A federal report on nuclear waste is recommending Congress amend the 1987 law naming Yucca Mountain as the only location for disposal and allow interim and permanent spent fuel storage at other locations. Back in 1987, then-President Reagan signed legislation that designated Yucca Mountain as the only site in the nation to dispose of nuclear waste. The report from the Government Accountability Office recommends the law be amended to allow temporary and permanent storage in states that agree to handle that waste. And sports reporters which cover the Mountain West basketball are not impressed with UNLV's new roster, picking the Runnin' Rebels to finish 7th in the conference. UNLV has overhauled its roster under first-year head coach Kevin Kruger.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Got a couple of crashes on the Southern Beltway right now. One, 215 eastbound at Decatur. That is consuming the two middle lanes, so stay to the edges there. Another crash, 215 westbound at the airport connector, and that's causing some sluggishness on the transition, leaving the airport tunnel to 215 west.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It is amazing that as the President of the United States is in Baltimore at this hour, a town hall, all friendly questions. There hasn't been a tough question yet. I don't think there will be. It is interesting, a president whose agenda is in tatters, thanks not to the Republicans, but to his own party. It's just amazing what's going on. I want to check in with Tom Del Beccaro. He's the former chair of the California Republican Party, and he was one of the leaders to spearhead the effort to recall Gavin Newsom. Tom Del Beccaro joins us. Tom, how you been, my friend?
I'm doing great. Wait, I thought you were bringing me on to preview the Dodgers losing to Atlanta. Is that wrong?
Somebody will be sipping champagne, I think, a little bit later on tonight, and I don't think it's going to be the Dodgers. Sorry about that. Sorry about that, my friend. Let me just ask you, because I wanted to have you on, because of all this craziness in the People's Republic of California relative to new laws that have gone into effect. The big box stores can't deal with the use of the word girl or boy. It's just crazy. But first of all, I want to ask you about Biden. His poll numbers are cratering. He's having to go to Baltimore for a nice friendly session with all of his friends talking about the great Build Back Broke program. We call it the Build Back Broke. I'm just curious, do you think this thing will pass? Do you think he said tonight when asked if he thought he was close to a deal, he said, yes, I do think so.
Well, I've been actually predicting for weeks that this wouldn't come off. There was a discussion today with Manchin, for about 10 minutes with Sanders. Sanders wants $6 trillion in spending, and Manchin held up his hand and made a zero, saying, this is how much I'd be happy with. So, and then there's the issue of tax increases, and apparently Sinema, your neighbor, Kristen Sinema, the senator from Arizona, she's against the big tax increase on businesses right now, which is very logical. Right now, businesses are struggling because of labor problems, and raising taxes on top of having to pay higher labor costs, the more something costs, the less of it you get. That includes business in general. So there's a lot of economic problems out there. Stagnation is certainly real right now, and it's not going to be going away anytime soon because of these bottlenecks and this push for spending. So I don't think there's going to be a deal of any great consequence. I think they could do the so-called infrastructure bill, but a massive bill on spending, I think, is still weeks off, if ever.
And by the way, when you talk about an infrastructure bill, you mean the $1.2 trillion, which is the roads, bridges, buses, trains, airports, things like that.
But a lot of social spending within that as well. What the correct economic policy today is to lower the cost on businesses, especially trucking, the ports, and maybe even a tax holiday, whatever it takes. And also, they should be lowering corporate taxes instead of threatening to increase them, because the last 24 months have proven, without a shadow of a doubt, that years of bad U.S. policies leading to manufacturing abroad has left us vulnerable, and we need to bring that home and the jobs that go along with them.
Again, Tom Del Beccaro joining us, the former chair of the California Republican Party. Tell me about the People's Republic of California and how it's rebounded from this election, this recall election in which Gavin Newsom, he won, I'm not going to say fairly easily, but he won.
Yeah, it turns out $90 million in spending from around the country was able to help him out. Mm. There's sort of this letdown, this, you know, tired of politics right now. But, you know, Gavin Newsom presses forward with his social agenda. And I call this the social justice state. And what they do is they pass laws that they think will create a perfect social justice state. Because on the books, you have to treat everyone fairly. You have to have an aisle in Target that is not denominational as to children, right, or boy or girl, right? It's gender neutral. But at the end of the day, there's no social justice without jobs. And there is a jobs problem in this state as Long Beach Harbor and L.A. Harbor. There's like 100 boats out there. By the way, that oil spill, you know why it isn't getting more news? Because that was caused by a boat being in an area that, because of a stacking of all the boats in the offshore, that there were boats in areas where they shouldn't have been. So there's severe economic problems while he continues to pass these feel-good leftist laws, feel good for them, but the real issues and problems aren't being solved. By the way, there are places in California which are listed the highest, facing the highest rise in consumer prices anywhere in the country. California. Who knew?
Are people still leaving California?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're going to see the real exodus, especially with respect to businesses and their jobs. You know, since we last talked, it's very clear what's going on with Tesla and where they're going. Yeah, the jobs will be leaving because now they know there's not going to be a course correction. There's going to be tax increases, and they don't want to be there. For those who can afford to leave, they do leave. You know, there's great states that are more reasonable, including yours, and certainly tons of people in Arizona, people in Colorado, and Washington, but it's expensive to leave as well. So those in who are lower income who can't afford to leave, you know, they don't get to do that. But a lot of billionaires are as well.
Tom, what happens to Gavin Newsom now? He won the recall election. What about his political future? What does he do now?
Well, before we get to that, California is about to face a really big problem with the layoffs of government workers because of the vaccine, and a lot of that has to do with police forces, and 66% of Californians already thought that crime was too high. So they're expecting even worse crime in the weeks ahead and more layoffs because the Biden rule about companies 100-plus, all those come to pass at the end of October and in mid-November. And also all the healthcare workers. So there could be real trouble there. There's an election literally a year from now. The midterm elections is the new election for governor. We don't know who's going to run in that race, but things are going to get worse in California. And can you run for president when you have so many problems in your state? He certainly wants to be president. If he wins again next fall, and, you know, based on what we just saw, I would say the answer is he's got a great shot at it.
I want to ask you, what happens on the Republican side? Who would dare run for governor again after losing the recall election? Is it possible that we may end up with some sort of a rematch?
Well, you won't have, certainly won't have as many people running, but you could well find one or two major candidates running. They haven't announced yet. The candidates that did the best were John Cox, Kevin Faulkner. You also, of course, had Larry Elder. So it's quite possible that you would see one of them put their name in, but it hasn't been stated yet. You know, it's hard work raising the amount of money you need in California unless, of course, you're a Democrat.
Lee Elder, his political future, is he going to go back to being a radio talk show host, or does he see himself as somebody that has a future in politics?
So Larry just did get on the air again this week. So that's an indication for now he's back on the radio, which is not a bad platform, by the way, to run for office. Before, I don't know how long you're planning to keep me, but I did, when I wrote a piece in Fox about Biden's popularity ratings, which have slipped into the 30s, and unlike Reagan and Clinton, who had their bouts with bad polls, I wrote about how you shouldn't expect Biden's polling to come back. Because the economy is going to get worse, and Biden is not capable of being a charismatic leader that runs around the country and gets everybody behind him. The reason for that, of course, is his age and mental acuity problem. And so you can expect his polling to remain between the mid-30s and the low 40s, which should result, all other things being equal, in huge losses next fall for the Democrats.
And that means Nancy Pelosi steps aside?
Finally retires.
That would be a welcome, welcome benefit.
Yeah, back in 2010, I actually predicted that I think it was the only national person to predict over 60 seats lost by the Democrats. I picked 65. I think it was the only one over 50. And they lost 63. The indications of being in a recession next year with inflation and an unpopular president is a terrible witch's brew if you're a Democrat.
Wow. Tom, it's always fun having you on and picking your brain. Thank you so much. You have a great weekend ahead, and we will talk again soon, I promise.
All right, boss. Thanks for having me on. Take care.
Tom Del Beccaro, the former chair of the California Republican Party, and he does op-eds. He is well-written, well-read, and he's a smart dude. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Our kids have been through a lot, and Steve Sisolak has only made things worse. Parents are being silenced. We need a fresh approach that empowers parents, conservative leadership that will actually do something for a change. Joe Lombardo will get our schools back on track. Joe supports making sure students can read at grade level by the third grade, expanding charter schools and opportunity scholarships. He'll focus on job and career training because skilled, good-paying jobs change lives. And Lombardo opposes the teaching of critical race theory and believes parents should make the important decisions about their child's education. Joe will fight for school choice in Nevada. Oh, and he'll keep our schools open. Joe will shake things up in a good way. Republican Joe Lombardo, the smart choice for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
This is Your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. The market continues to show its volatility, both up and down, often in the same day. How does this affect our retirement plan? Well, joining me today with some insight is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, what do we need to know?
Steve, one of the things we need to focus on is a word called repetition. That means over and over again, the same thing. Well, when you get a retirement, wouldn't it be great to get an income over and over again, the same thing or more every single year all the way through
your
retirement?
Sign me up.
Well, that's income planning. And that takes a lot of the worry out of the retirement world. And a lot of folks are asking me questions, well, Coach, what are we going to do? The market's up, the market's down. What about Bitcoin? What about gold? What about silver? What about your retirement? Now, gold, silver, Bitcoin, just like stocks. You buy them and you hold them, and then you have to decide when to liquidate and sell. And once you're out, you're out. Wouldn't it be great to have, though, an income plan that once you're in, you're always in? You're always going to get that stream of income. It's called income planning, Steve, and it's a whole different designation in the financial world. As a fiduciary planner, I went and received, Steve, after three classes, something called a Retirement Income Certified Professional, RICP, and it was three intensive exams as well. But now I'm certified to offer total income plans. And, folks, if you're worried about retirement, let's take that worry away. Let's take money you've already put aside, and let's get you that guaranteed lifetime income plan that you deserve. Steve, the next 20 people call, they'll get their very own total retirement plan that has lifetime income. I'm also going to give a three-book set of three of the books I've written. I've got a box set on retirement income as well. The next 20 people will get that at no cost or obligation. It's a $1,000 value.
What a great opportunity, Coach. That sounds fantastic. Coach, don't miss out on this one. 888-702-6932. Call 888-702-6932. You can also text the word VEGAS to 600-700. Text VEGAS to 600-700.
Investment advisory services provided by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered investment advisor.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly, 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Boy, it's always fun when you got football in the air. You got Thursday night football. Broncos and Browns. And gentlemen, Jim Dallas, how did that finish out?
It started at 3.5. The Browns were favorites, down to 1.5 because of all the injuries that they have to the quarterback and the two top running backs. And those are probably, for the Browns, the three most important offensive players.
Yeah, yeah. And Baker Mayfield, obviously, with a couple of running backs also out. And who's playing in place of Baker Mayfield?
Case Keenum.
Yeah.
Remember, he was a quarterback with the Rams, started a few games, and again with the Minnesota Vikings. But the thing about that is he's lost 11 out of his past 12 starts.
Ooh.
As a quarterback in the NFL.
Ooh.
So it's easier to hold a clipboard on the sidelines.
I was going to say, you must be glad you got the 1.5.
Yeah, I got in too late. I think it moved really at a snail's pace at first, and then when it was confirmed that the Browns quarterback was not going to be able to start Baker Mayfield, then it moved like that, 2 points, which is very, very rare in the NFL especially.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of injured quarterbacks, UNLV's got an injured quarterback problem, and they're getting ready to play tonight against San Jose State.
Yeah, they're going to be playing basically across the street from us at Allegiant Stadium, and of course they've had some problems at the quarterback position as well. Doug Brumfield, he's had a back injury for the Rebels. Cameron Friel, he was starting to get rolling, and then he got banged up in the game against Utah State. And Justin Rogers has had his own career injuries, too. So a lot of injuries on the Rebels' side of the ball. They're looking for a win. They are desperate for a win. They are 0-6 on the season. They went winless last year. They haven't tasted a victory since the 2019 season. So it's...
Tell me what they, I mean, if you could wrinkle your nose and change something about UNLV other than maybe better